Okay, as was announced, this morning will be our singing service. I'll lead one more, and if you'd like to mark your book, if you're using the book, this invitation will be to supplement song number 97, supplement 97. Leading the singing today will be Trevor, following me. I kind of forced a couple of songs on him because I know he would do a much better job than I would do. And followed by Fred. And we're getting our money's worth out of Fred this morning. And then Blake will lead a couple. And then Kyle will offer the invitation. So if you would, please turn in a supplement to 130, 130. Let me be the one to serve him. Let me be the one they see, lifting up the name of Jesus, given Lamb of Calvary. Let me never be ashamed.
Number 57 in the supplement, Gentle Shepherd.
Oh, ye gentle shepherd, come and lead us, for we need you to help us find our way. Help us.
Next song is number 106 in the supplement. Look Down, O God.
Monarch Most High, Your Majesty, Thy children sing a psalm to Thee, and oft in prayer to Thee we go. Would Thee, O God, Thy children know? From high up there, look down again. Grace is balm for every pain. Look down again, let joys abound, let gladness bloom, let love be found. Be with us, Lord, when trials assail, that almost make our hearts to fail. Be near, O Lord, nor far away. Be near and hear us when we pray. From high up there, look down again. Thy grace is balm for every pain. Look down again, let joys abound, let gladness bloom, let love be found. For every ill we seek Thy love, Thy sweetest balm is from above. When trials of life sweep o'er our souls, we pray and feel Thy grace unfold. From high up there, look down again. Thy grace is balm for every pain. Look down again. Joys abound, let gladness bloom, let love be found.
Number five, How Great Thou Art. O Lord my God, when I am awesome wonder, consider all the worlds Thy hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, Thy power throughout the universe display. Sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how I wander and hear the birds sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God is Son, not sparing, send him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sins. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Our next song will be number four, Blessed Assurance. And if it is convenient for you, would you please stand for this song? Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchased of God, born of his Spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of descending, bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission. mission, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Please be seated.
Neither of my two songs loaded to the overhead. Somebody must not want me to lead these. So if you would take a big book, number 404 will be the first one. First one we're singing. Sing the first and third verses. First and third verses. No soul, arise, the Master calls for thee, the harvest days are here. No longer sit with folded hands, but gather far and near. The noble ranks of volunteer are daily growing everywhere. Arise, arise, then for the fields prepare. Arise, arise, the Master calls for thee. Arise, arise, a faithful reaper be. Arise, the field is wide, and days are going by. Awake, awake, and answer, here am I. The message bear to distant lands beyond the rolling sea. Go tell them of a Savior's love, the Lamb of Calvary. Arise, the Master calls for thee, salvation full and free proclaim. Arise, arise, exalt the Savior's name. Arise, arise, the Master calls for thee. Arise, arise, a faithful reaper be. Arise, the field is wide, and days are going by. Awake, awake, and answer, here am I. Number 680. Do the same, sing the first and third verses of this also. No soul, earthly wealth and fame may never come to me. And a palace fair here mine may never be, but let come what may, if Christ for me doth care. Anywhere is home, if He only there. Anywhere is home, let come and so for his dear sake, my cross I'll meekly bear. Anywhere is home, if Christ my Lord is there. I will labor on till I am called away, till the morn shall dawn of that eternal day, looking unto him who keeps me in his care. Anywhere is home, if Christ my Lord is there. Anywhere is home, let come and go what may. Anywhere I roam, he keeps me all the way. So for his dear sake, my cross I'll meekly bear. Anywhere is home, if Christ my Lord is there.
Thank you, Mark, for organizing this. Thank you to all the men that have led us in our songs this morning. Please open your Bibles to Mark chapter 9. Mark chapter 9. I'd like for us to end our time together looking at a passage there and thinking about some points that it makes. We also want to, any time that we come together, give the opportunity for any of you who are here who have yet to render your obedience to the gospel of Jesus Christ. We'd encourage you to put your faith in Jesus as the Son of God. Confess that faith before men. Repent of sin that separates you from God and be baptized into Christ for the remission of sins. Or if there are any who, as Christians, recognize that you've not been living the way that you ought to and you'd like to ask for the prayers of the saints here, that we might encourage you to be what God would have you to be, we want to give you that opportunity as well. Let's read together, though, in Mark chapter 9, beginning in verse 33. Then he came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, "What was it you disputed among yourselves on the road?" But they kept silent, for on the road they had disputed among themselves who would be the greatest. And he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "If anyone desires to be first, let him be last of all and servant of all." Then he took a little child and set him in the midst of them. And when he had taken him in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever receives one of these little children in my name receives me. And whoever receives me receives not me, but him who sent me." A number of the songs that we sang this morning and the song that we're going to sing for an invitation song in just a moment stress the idea of being a servant. I call to your attention the statement that is made there in verse 35, right at the end, where in response to the fact that they had been disputing among themselves about who would be the greatest, he tells them that they need to, rather than seeking to be first, have a willingness to be last. But notice that wording at the end of verse 35, and to be servant of all. We recognize that Jesus demonstrated his life and himself as the ultimate servant of all. In Philippians chapter 2, it describes the fact that he emptied himself of the privileges and prerogatives of deity as he lived in heaven and came to this earth in the form of a servant. And as we think about that, and we think about Christ and his exalted state, there certainly has never been anyone that walked upon this earth that was greater and worthy of more honor than Jesus. And yet he made himself what he instructs his disciples to be here in verse 35, servant of all. We talked in our first lesson this morning about happiness and how happiness is to be attained. And one of the points that we talked about in the course of that study was how often when we are willing to serve others, it creates happiness in us. We may think that it would be better to be served, but in the very same way that here Jesus points out that the better choice, the better course is to serve others. I think we need to learn that lesson. You know, if you stand separated from God because of your sin, you need to recognize that you have been exalting yourself in that process. You have made yourself the chief in trying to dictate your affairs in life and telling yourself, I'm going to do my own thing. But you need to recognize that in so doing, you actually allowed yourself to become a servant, but not a servant to God. Jesus in the Gospel of John would declare that whoever sins is a slave to sin. Do you want to continue to serve sin? Or will you willingly submit yourself as a servant of God in Jesus Christ? If we can help you do that, we invite you to come while we stand and sing.
Make me a servant just like your son, for he was a servant. Please make me one. Make me a servant. Do what you must do to make me a servant.
Everyone for being here, especially our visitors. We pray for a safe journey to your destinations. Thank you again for the men who participated in the service this morning. All of it, not just the singing, everything. And if there's nothing else from the elders, we'll be dismissed in prayer at this time.